Well, the Victorian government has called in the army to help cope with the overwhelming demand for COVID-19 testing as the state fights to contain outbreaks in Melbourne suburbs. And remember the panic buying from earlier in the pandemic? Well, there's been a repeat of that too in those local government areas. Toilet paper's been stripped from supermarket shelves amid fears of localised lockdowns. Now, anxious residents want the government to name specific suburbs rather than just shires where community transmission is focused. Rhett Burney reports.
As Victoria's COVID-19 nightmare continues to play out in Melbourne's suburbs, testing is ramping up. But so too is the anxiety being felt by those living in the local government areas named as hotspots.
I live in Sunbury, which is part of the Hume City Council, and got tested on Monday. They were saying that because it's been so busy recently, it's going to take from 3 to 5 days.
That's retail worker Julia. She had cold-like symptoms that, since her test on Monday, have subsided. She's in isolation until she gets her results. The Hume City Council area is one of Melbourne's largest. Sunbury, where Julia lives, is at its fringe, and there's kilometres of farmland between it and other Hume City Council suburbs. Julia says health authorities and the Victorian government need to be more specific about where the threat is.
My mum would be considered one of the people that are vulnerable. So, and it is a bit of, I suppose, a risk to us. So we need to know exactly which suburbs are really affected.
Today, Victoria recorded its first COVID-19 death in weeks, a man aged 80. 20 new infections have been detected, the eighth day in a row of cases rising in the double digits. Kirsty Cowling lives at Sunshine. It's on the fringe of the Brimbank Council Local Government Area, or LGA, which has also been named as a hotspot.
I live on one complete end of the LGA where my street's actually the boundary. So literally my neighbours across the road are in a different LGA that isn't considered a hotspot. I do support having more information about suburbs identified as hotspots rather than LGAs because I think it just helps it narrow it down a little bit.
Kirsty Cowling says speculation of entire LGAs being put into lockdown to curb the spread of COVID-19 is causing community anxiety. And that's evident in supermarkets, where once again toilet paper has been stripped from the shelves by panic buying, forcing Coles and Woolworths to this afternoon reimpose purchase limits.
And I think people that say, oh, I would never panic buy, are out there panic buying because they see everybody else doing it and they don't want to miss out on it. It affected us really badly last time.
Also in high demand, COVID-19 testing. A spokesperson for Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews this afternoon confirmed New South Wales, Tasmania, South Australia and Queensland will assist with processing results. And the army has been called upon to provide logistical support. Victoria's Chief Health Officer is Brett Sutton.
People should go to their GPs in the first instance to see if they can get testing there. That's obviously going to be much more straightforward for them if they've got a booking, but also to look around the website and see what alternative testing sites they might be able to go to where the pressures on numbers aren't quite so great.
Federal Assistant Treasurer Michael Sucker has told Afternoon Briefing the call for help from the Army will be answered.
We're ready to assist them. I know the PM's been speaking on a very regular basis with the Premier, and we're here to step up and help the Victorian government.
So will the Victorian government name the suburbs where the risk of infection is highest? The state's health minister, Jenny Markakos, said yes this morning, but this afternoon her office told PM there was more work to do before it could release those details.
Rhett Burney with that report.